Welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Bellman Homes Studio. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes, and thank you for tuning in to The Home Building Hero today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, 2022 countertop trends from the International Builders Show. All right, guys, this is one of many episodes on the International Builders Show and all the products, trends, and innovations that we saw at this year's show. For those of you that haven't tuned in very often, this is something that I do every year, except for last year, of course, when there was not an in-person show. So very excited to be providing you guys some information about all the different types of things that I saw at the International Builders Show. And I like to break this down into different categories so that you guys can kind of get a theme going of what I saw at the show. So today we're going to talk about countertops and countertop trends. Now, this was a much smaller show than years past, so there were a few companies that weren't represented that typically were there. But from the companies that were there, this is kind of some of the things that I saw and picked out of the show that I thought were interesting and noteworthy for you guys. So hopefully you appreciate sort of the insider information here. Well, let's begin. Let's talk about this. So countertops, obviously hard surface has been the way to go for many years. We very, very seldom ever see laminate tops anymore, and there certainly were none on display that I saw. So the predominant countertop that is on the market right now that we're seeing the most of is, of course, quartz countertops. Obviously, one of the most popular tops on the market. It has continued to grow in usage. I believe we're getting to the point, if we haven't already, where we're surpassing granite. Now, at a show like this, you have to understand that this is predominantly a manufacturer show. So we're not going to see really granite there to begin with, just because, you know, that's not really a manufacturer thing, right? It's mined out of the earth, and there's all sorts of different companies that go out there and do that. So they don't normally display at the show. So we are going to see a little bit more of the manufactured product there predominantly anyway. But with the quartz, there are a lot of new colors and innovations that we're seeing. So clearly over the last few years, there's been a huge trend for the white countertop with maybe a hint of gray in it. We've seen a lot of different variations of it, but this last year, one of the most popular looks that I'm seeing hitting the market is going to a true marble look. And so, you know, you're looking at this on a big pattern, so like a 4x8 sheet potentially of granite. You're going to see kind of those longer wave patterns going through them. And that's very popular right now. That is the look that I was predominantly seeing displayed. And so a lot of the manufacturers are using that, but they're trying to put a little bit of a different spin on it as well. So obviously there's several of those that have the white and the gray with it, obviously. But now one of the manufacturers was pulling different colors through it instead of the gray. So it's still a predominantly white countertop, but you'd see either a black vein through it. I saw a deep rusty red vein through it. I saw kind of a goldish vein through it, even a green. So all sorts of different colors, you know, kind of a brownish color, of course. And then they had a few where it was kind of like a earthy gray and a brown through it, which is obviously very popular as well from a color scheme standpoint. So just kind of creating more of that marble look and giving you some different color options to kind of get out of the white and gray palette that's been so predominant in the industry. So that was the first thing on display. So I think down the road here, when you're seeing model homes and houses, or if you're a designer, I think I would encourage everyone to try and break out of the gray mold a little bit. And even if you want to have the white for the brightness, maybe look at one of those other colors to make a little pop there in your kitchen. Another thing that was on display quite a bit was some onyx tops, and some of this was like a simulated onyx look. So one of the reasons that people want to go with onyx is that it can be translucent. So that gives you the ability to put lighting underneath it and accent the look of the quartz, or the Onyx rather. So you can kind of put an LED light underneath it. And, you know, when there's no light, you know, you've got a kind of interesting vein going through it with some different color. You turn the light on and that light will only shine through part of that top and create a really different effect. And it almost changes the whole color scheme. So you could do something kind of different in the evening to cast a little light, but make the countertop look very interesting. So we saw quite a few of those as well. And there were some neat patterns there. And some of the Onyx, simulated Onyx stuff that they were doing too was neat because it was sort of a bigger area that they ran through it. So you could get a little bit more light through it. Now you can go with traditional real Onyx as well and get that translucent effect as well. That's been around for a while, but I think you're going to see a little bit more of that going forward. Now, the other thing that we're seeing too with countertops, which I find very interesting, is there is a trend now to go with porcelain countertops. And this can be made out of a little thinner material. Porcelain is still very durable. But the neat thing with porcelain is that they can run a print on it. So whereas like the quartz is kind of a solid color all the way through, the porcelain, they can basically screen a print on it and it looks exactly like a marble or any other type of material that you want to use. And the neat thing with that is they can sort of repeat a pattern. So the challenge sometimes when you have, especially like a natural granite, is if there's a vein going through it, trying to put that together in a way that makes the kitchen look good without being too busy, or, you know, when you hit a seam or a corner, how do you transition that and make it look halfway decent so it doesn't look like a hot mess? And so the nice thing with the pre-printed type patterns on a porcelain is that you can basically match the pattern and you can do a lot of different things with it. So there's several different spots where you can kind of reconnect it. So it gives you a lot of flexibility in the layout and design to create some more interesting looks. So you may see more of that just from a design and layout standpoint, especially when you're using those larger, you know, vertical or horizontal lines going through your material. That really simplifies the install and gives you actually more options to make it look better. So I think you're going to see a little bit of that growing as well. The other advantage of a porcelain top is that you can do this out of thinner material, first of all, but then you can also utilize it very easily for backsplashes. So you can go just quarter inch thickness and use it as a backsplash. So if you really want to bring that look, especially if it's a real simple, you know, it's just a white with that one line going through it, whatever color it may be, and it's kind of a very simple look, you can have it for your top, and then you can also run it on your backsplash, so you can kind of have the same color flowing through. And if it's done right, it can look, you know, very impressive. You can also do it again, you know, as a backsplash to the stove. You can take it all the way up. I've seen a few kitchens lately where they don't have upper cabinets; they just have, you know, this porcelain running, you know, from countertop to ceiling, and then they put in some porcelain shelves, and you put a few of your decorative pots and pans out there, very kind of minimalist look, but it can look really nice if you do it right. And then you can also use that material on showers as well. So you can do, or even, you know, a bathroom, for example, if you want to have it go up the wall partly, kind of gives you a different feel. So take a look at that. I think that's interesting. May see that grow a little bit in usage in the coming years. I'm intrigued by the shower concept because obviously you don't have nearly as many seams. You don't have all the grout that you would with a tile shower. So it's a very clean look. You can get those really neat vertical lines going up and down. Creates a lot of movement. And I'm excited about that. So I think that might be something to take a look at. All right. And here's the last big thing. And this is definitely something new. This is not something that I saw in previous years. And it's, I'm sure, not a cheap date, but it could create something very, very unique, very interesting for your home. And that is taking a quartz top, and then they have the ability to CNC a texture on top of the quartz. And this is not just like a thin texture, you know, like the leathers and the suedes and things like that that have been showcased for the last couple of years. This is like a deep, very visual texture. You can do all sorts of stuff from kind of a wave pattern to all sorts of different 3D looks. And because quartz is very durable and very non-porous, You can do this and really not harm the integrity of the product because it doesn't need to necessarily be sealed. So you can kind of cut into it and it's still going to have such a high density to it. And now this probably does not work for your island top. I could just imagine cutting something in there and getting all food stuck in these little grooves. So but that's not what it's for. What it's for is to place it on a wall. So you could use it as a backsplash. You could use it in a bigger room. I mean, you could have it like if you've got a foyer when you walk in and there's a flat wall right across, you could have the whole wall be this quartz and have a really cool pattern in it. And it creates, you know, a really neat texture and some movement. And a lot of times the ones that I saw, there was only a couple on display because they had a big one. So it was like, yeah, you're not going to see a lot of it. But they just had a pretty much a white quartz with just a little fleck in it. And they ran this really interesting kind of pattern that had a lot of movement to it. And it was more to showcase the depth and what they can do with this. And I could see that being put on a wall or like if you have something commercial, like a lobby of a hotel, being kind of the backdrop behind the check-in counter or when you first walk in, maybe you just put a little, you know, raised logo on the outside of it, like a medal or something like that with the brand logo in front of it, could be extremely impressive. So may or may not really work its way all the way to residential, but a really cool look and feature and a neat way to put a spin on quartz, get that texture, get some movement going. And from the research that I did with the company that was predominantly doing this, they offer 40 standard patterns for the CNCing of this material. So there's a lot of different choices that you can do. And if you think about it, you could even kind of mix in if you're creative. So you could run, you know, perhaps, you know, a rectangle of it and then have a border around it that's slightly different, kind of comes all together, creates a different pattern. So there's a lot that you can do with it and create some more movement and bring that texture in using something maybe like a more plain color, but then creating that movement with it. So again, most likely not going to use it for your countertop material necessarily, but potentially could use it again, as a wall application in a bathroom, a foyer, or you could even do it like in a dinette area if you've got a flat wall and complement your kitchen tops. Or you could, if you don't use a really heavy pattern, you may want to use it in a shower and just, again, create that movement. So use a very simple color, have some movement on the wall because it creates a lot of shadow. So you kind of get the light and the dark with it and the movement. So it's a different way to create a new look. And I always love that stuff where they take something, put a little new spin on it. Again, this is probably not going to be cheap. You've got to CNC the entire front of it instead of just polishing it. You've got to go over it. And I'm sure not everyone has this equipment. And it's going to be a little expensive, but I think you'll see a little bit more of this over the years. And it'll be interesting to follow, see if this actually picks up and if people are able to utilize it or if it's just kind of a neat thought that doesn't really go further than that. So there you have it. We got larger patterns. We got more onyx, pulling in these colors. And again, I think the marble look is really what we're going to see going forward. I did also notice, I forgot to mention this, but, you know, we are still seeing more of the industrial look in some of these tops. So whether it's a burnished metal look or a distressed concrete type look, within the quartz, we're seeing a lot of that as well. Also seeing that again on the porcelain where they do a print of it. We are seeing some really dark grays. Again, with that kind of industrial look, kind of makes it look like an old factory that's converted into something residential. That's a popular look. And I saw some samples and different things of that as well. So a lot of different kind of things coming. They're also promoting these suites. So trying to help people right away by having color grouping, so you have this top with this color with it and this type of cabinet. So kind of, I don't want to say dumbing it down, but really simplifying it for customers so that they don't have to try and think so hard about how to put this together. It's like, hey, here's a combo that works. Let's take this and grab it. So I saw some of that as well. So pretty interesting stuff. Again, I think we're going to see this oversimplification in the next couple of years until the supply chain is really fixed. And, that's a solution for people to make it easier. And even for builders too, maybe they've got smaller staff. They don't have the full design staff anymore. You know, you have pre-made designs that you can kind of pull from. Just kind of simplifies everything and speeds it up. So interesting to watch, and lots of new developments in the countertop world. So love to hear from you guys. If there's anything you're interested in seeing, I will also drop a couple pictures on my Twitter account as well as my LinkedIn page. So just look up Home Building Hero on LinkedIn and please follow us there. That way you can see some of these pictures. Otherwise, you can also follow us on Twitter at building_hero. Thanks again for tuning in, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. And make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.